Oh, well, hello there. You must be the little human running around my castle causing problems. So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this meeting? Wait. Don't tell me the villagers hired you because they were upset that they'd have to pay tribute to me. None of my business. Oh, you do have a mouth on you, don't you? Very well. Then I suppose that I should congratulate you. I can't remember the last human who made it this far. And you? Well, you're the first to make it alone. But this? Oh, this is where you die, Hunter. Oh. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Were you expecting me to fall over? Oh, no. I'm no ordinary vampire, little human. Go ahead. Try again. Oh, are you trying to get me wet? Or did you really think that holy water would work? Oh, come on, what's next? You might be covering your face, but I can hear your heart thumping. I know you're scared. Oh, what is it? Is the little human scared of tall women, too? Oh, no, the sun! Oh, the bane of all vampires. Well, most vampires. And that would have been clever of you, had you tried to expose me to the sun before it set. As it is, I can only assume you're inviting me to watch the moon rise. Oh, what's wrong, human? I can hear your heart racing now. And what a sound it is. Ah, it's almost like music. You know, human, I think... Yes, I think I'll savor this little moment. How about we play a game of hide and seek? I'll even give you a head start. You hide and try to make it out of my castle, and if you succeed, you can leave with your life. Fail and, well, that life is mine. How does that sound? If you don't enjoy a bit of cat and mouse, I can certainly deal with you now, if you like. Oh? Oh, excellent. I do love a good hunt. Now, run along, little human, and don't let me catch you. Oh, they're so cute when they run. Oh, little human, where are you? You know, I've been thinking. I wasn't your first vampire, was I? No, I bet you've slain many vampires, haven't you? I do wonder what turned you into such a hunter. Maybe it was a skilled mentor passing down their knowledge, Or maybe it was fame and fortune. I do hear your line of work pays very well. Maybe it was something else, The loss of a family member at a young age, maybe. A child left all alone in the world with only one thing in their heart. Yes, hatred. I could tell in your voice there's more malice in it than fear. Even now that you're cornered, scared, and mad, you're only mad you're in the situation that you can't escape. And mad as hell that you can't win. Ha! Found you. You lost, human, and now it's time to take what's mine. Now, let's get this face guard off of you, hmm? I want to look at my prey face to face. Oh. Oh my, you are very pretty. Cute even. Very interesting. Oh, and you smell divine. Oh, I definitely have something delicious on my hands, don't I? Now, just what should I do with you? Yes. I think I've decided. I think I'll keep you around. Something like a trinket, a status item, like some very fine jewelry. Oh? Oh, come now. Don't look so surprised. It'd be a shame to slay a human so rare and beautiful. Oh, not to mention so skilled and resourceful. And a vampire hunter, no less. Oh, yes. I'd be the talk of the court to have someone like you. So, how about it, my little human? Would you like to submit to me? Oh, no. Well, don't worry. I'm sure I could find other uses for you. Oh, my. Did I embarrass you, human? You look adorable blushing like that. And I do love all the blood going to your cheeks. Oh, and a terrible liar, too. Well, it's settled, human. I'm taking you as mine, which means you won't be needing these weapons or the potions or trinkets. Oh, don't worry. You can have your toys back later, but for now, well, let me take care of you. You must be exhausted, yes? Now, up we go. Huh? Oh, put you down? No, I think I like carrying you like this. And watching you blush is something I really could get used to. Oh, well, I'm taking you to get some food, of course. I'm sure you've worked up an appetite, storming into my home like this. Now, would you prefer chicken, beef, or maybe fish? Oh, you're not hungry, you say. Well, in that case, we can skip dinner for tonight and head straight to bed instead. Well, of course. I can't have you running around, wandering my home unattended. No, but don't worry, though. I'll be making sure that you're well taken care of tonight. You'll be sleeping in the nicest bedroom in the castle. Mine.